A story told by the potato face blind man. How Pink Peony sends Spuds, the ball player, up to pick four moons. One summer evening, the moon was hanging in the treetops. There was a lisp of leaves, and the soft shine of the moon sifting down seemed to have something to say to the lisp of the leaves. Potato Face Blind Man fumbled the keys of his accordion and murmured to Blixy Bimber, who came walking slow and thoughtful to him.
On an evening like this, every tree has a moon all of its own for itself. If you climb up in 1,000 trees this evening, you can pick 1,000 moons. You remind me tonight about secrets swimming deep in me.
And after hesitating a little and thinking a little, the old man started to tell this story.
Pink Peony, the girl was named, just like a flower in a park. She walked in glory and in fame, men smiled and doggies would not bark. She used to chuckle, her cheeks so pink and so aglow, the real peonies, would burst of envy high below. They shook their heads and breathing low, they whispered sadly and depressed, "Oh, have a look, there comes and goes a peony in scarlet dress." The most fantastic flowers were unhappy, envious and blue. Say, she is really lovelier, and that's true, and that's true. Is very, very true.
Now, there was a ball player named Spuds. Came one night to take Pink Peony riding out to a valley where the peacocks always cry before it rains, where the frogs always gamble with the golden dice after midnight. And out in that valley they came to a tall tree, and high up in the spraggly shoots, where the lisp of the leaves whispers, there a moon had drifted down and was caught in the branches.
Spuds, climb up and pick that moon for me,
Pink Peony said recklessly. And the ball player jumped out of the car and climbed up the tall tree. Climbing down, he handed the girl a silver hat full of peacher color pearls. She laid it on the back seat of the car where it would be safe, and they drove on. They came to another tall tree, and high up the moon was caught.
Hey! Pick that one, Spuds,
Beanie said recklessly again. And when he came climbing down, he handed her a circle of gold with a blood-color autumn leaf. And they put it on the back seat of the car where it would be safe. And then they drove on.
"Hey, Spuds, you are good to me," said Pink Peony when he climbed another tree shooting spraggly high in the sky and came down with a brass pansy sprinkled with two rainbows for her. She put it on the back seat where it would be safe, and they drove on. One time more, Spuds climbed up and came down with what he picked, up where the moon was caught in the high spraggly branches.
"An Egyptian collar frozen in diamond cobwebs for you," he said.
"You are a dear, Spuds,"
she said with a look into his eyes. She laid the Egyptian collar frozen in diamond cobwebs on the back seat of the car where it would be safe, and they drove on. They listened a while. They stopped the car and listened a longer while to the frogs gambling with golden dice. And when at last they heard the peacocks crying, they knew it was going to rain. So they drove home. Driving home, the spray of a violet dawn was on the east sky. And it was nearly daylight when they drove up to the front door of Pink Peony's home. She ran into the house to get a basket to carry the presents in. When she came out of the house with the basket, she looked in the back seat. She felt with her hands and fingers all over the back seat. But in the back seat, she could find only four oranges. They opened the oranges, and in each orange they found a yellow silk handkerchief. Today, if you go to the house where Pink Peony and Spuds are living, you will find four children playing there, each with a yellow silk handkerchief tied around the neck in a mystic slip knot.
Takes them someday to ride out in the car, and it is Sunday. The trunk is full of sweets and squash and candy. The day is nice and all feeling dandy. The car says whoosh, it starts on slow and merry to reach the road where Burnside seem with berries. And then as if by wings, the car starts flying far over dale and hill, the truth denying. Land in sunny valleys by the river, where peacocks always cry and always shiver, where frogs are always gambling after midnight with golden dice like bombs when there's the moonlight. And when the darkness settles with the peacocks, the salmon will hang up in the treetops, and like a maiden out of tales forgotten, it will be charming people misbegotten. Kids feel great when father takes them south. full of sweets and squash and candy. The day is nice and all are feeling dandy.
The day is nice and all are feeling dandy.
So the potato face came to a finish with his story. Blixie Bimber kissed him goodnight on the nose, saying, "You loosened up beautiful tonight."